College is hard. Let's talk about it. We laugh, we share, and we're telling you all about our college experiences and tips to improve yours. Quadcast presents Quad Talk 101.
Hey guys, this is Sean Wattman, and I'm here with
Sherry Kavumbi.
There we go.
And Allie Robinson's here too.
Wow.
In case you forgot.
In case you forgot, she's always been here. So you guys have like some awesome topics you want to cover. And I'm going to go into Allie's first. Allie, what's your topic today?
It is that time of year again that Sean is somehow just learning about. It is Spotify Wrapped time.
Yes.
My favorite time of the year.
I love that topic because when Allie was first introducing it, Sean did not know what that was.
We just sat here and went through Sean's Spotify Wrapped.
And I love the reactions, which you're going to tell us in a second. So, Allie, what are your thoughts on Spotify Wrapped? What'd you get?
So, I did not listen that much this year. I only had 15,000 minutes, which I feel like is pretty low for me. I've been, like, much higher before, but I think that makes sense. It feels right.
It feels right?
Yes. But my top five artists were The Deer Hunter, Rammstein, Muse, Miracle Musical, and Mother Mother. And I just want to say that The Deer Hunter has been my top artist since Spotify Rap started in 2016.
Really?
That's how you know I'm a loyalist.
Wow. No, I love that. I love that for you. So I think you were talking about it on a different podcast too. What would you describe their sound as?
It's like progressive rock. My top genre is indie pop, which I don't think they're indie pop. They're more of alt rock, prog rock than they are indie pop. So I don't know how indie pop got in there.
Okay. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Now, like, did you agree with all the things that were like said in your Spotify Wrapped?
I think so. I think it was pretty accurate. I don't know how Mother Mother got into my top five, considering I don't think I listened to them all that semester this year. But I think that has to do with the lower your listening time is, the like weirder your statistics are.
Right.
Because like you have so little to work with.
Right.
So I think it makes sense, but it was surprising. I didn't expect to see them on there.
Interesting. What about you, Sean?
Okay, well, I don't know what any of this means.
The confidence is like, it's giving.
Apparently, I listened 5,336 minutes.
Really?
Is that a lot?
That is not a lot.
That's
at all.
Really low.
That's very low.
Like,
yay.
Are you dead?
Okay. I'm like a 95-year-old man.
Yay.
All right, my top artists for some reason are Khalid, Ed Sheeran, Maroon 5, of course, Rihanna.
I hate Maroon 5. Keep going.
Didn't ask for your opinion. Why is Rihanna number four?
Here's the thing, because as you guys listening know, Sean loves Rihanna. So he's like very upset that she's lower on the list and like Khalid is like higher up. Well, you did say like two of the artists, like the top two, you were doing for choreography for dance. So you're playing them the most. So that's probably why they listed them as further up.
Still, it's insulting.
You want to know what's insulting? I don't know what it is about my Spotify Wrapped, but it just feels like a guilty pleasures type of thing. And it's very embarrassing. So I did it with my friend. And she's like, Sherry, I want to know your Spotify Wrapped. And I was like, no, you don't. And then she's like, it's just going to be all Charlie Puth. And I was like, that's not true.
Uh-oh.
And then I looked and it was like all pop artists. So we got top artists, Charlie Puth, Justin Bieber, that guy people have heard of, Shawn Mendes, Mariah Carey, like, and the Endorphins. And the top song was Burn by the Endorphins, Light Switch by Charlie Puth, Super Freaky Girl by Nicki Minaj, which I'm like, didn't know that was in there. I think I Like You More Than I Should by the band Camila, which is weird because, again, they're not a top artist, so I'm confused. And Obsessed by Calvin Harris, which I'm like, I don't know. Like, when I was listening to it, I was just like, I didn't think I listened to Charlie Puth that much. He came out with a new album, so I listened to it for like a month, but I didn't know that was going to be like my top thing. So
I will say yours is interesting because your top artist and your top song are the same.
Right.
Mine, I only have one of my top songs is by my fourth top artist. All of my other songs are by, two of them. Okay, two of my top songs are by two of my top artists, but the other three are from artists that are not on my top five. So it's kind of like, where is this all coming from?
I know. I guess for me, whenever I'm doing like my Spotify Wrapped, I'm like, I'm just embarrassed because I listen to like early 2000s and a bunch of other pop trash. But I don't know. Do you guys get like a flex? Do people flex? Like, what's their deal? Is it more of like a, oh, this is embarrassing, or like a, oh, yeah, I have like eclectic tastes?
It's usually the people who should be embarrassed are not embarrassed, and they're the first ones to post their Spotify Wrapped, and then the people who have, like, cool taste, they post it for, like, 15 seconds, and then they're like, this is embarrassing, and delete it.
Oh, okay. Okay. So some people will be like, because I see it, and I see it shared, and I was just like, I don't know. I didn't know what the point of it was. Not that it's bad. I was just like, oh, this is interesting.
Yeah.
But, yeah, when I'm looking at it, I'm like, I'm not sharing this anytime soon. Because, yeah.
I don't know what either of you are talking about.
What do you mean? When you post, Sean, when you do your Spotify Wrap, you could post it on social media.
You can share it right to your
He's Gen Z. How does he not know this?
I am not tech savvy. Is it too late to post?
No, he can still post.
I'll just wait until next month.
Then it might be too late. It might be too late.
That's
then.
Fine.
Yeah, yeah, then it'd be too late because then it's January and then it's like, what's the point?
It's my birthday.
It's your birthday?
Yeah. Okay.
I love that.
My birthday, yeah.
Well, speaking of Sean, what topic do you got for us today?
All right. All right, let me remember.
What?
The gears are turning.
I mean, like, you're wearing a Christmas sweater. Doesn't that jog your memory?
I have specifics.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Okay, let me focus. Thank you. Okay.
All right. He's meditating on it right now. He has his eyes closed. He's
really okay. Thinking all right.
Okay,
I remember
he's got it.
Oh, he's got it. Exactly. Okay.
During Christmas, any, like, activities, like, events, anything that you like to do, like, anything that's traditional?
I don't know that this is, like, traditional, because I haven't been doing it, like, my whole life. This is more of like it started in high school, but going down to the Christmas market in Philly.
Oh, that's nice.
Have you guys ever been?
No.
It's very fun. I like to ice skate, so there's a big ice skating rink there. And then it's like a bunch of like little stalls with like shops and stuff. You can buy like fun stuff. They have like mulled wine, hot chocolate, food.
Ooh.
It's pretty fun.
That's nice. Cute. That's yeah. Cute. And you even, is there like ice skating or like, I think you were saying that.
It's at Dilworth Park. So, you know, like they have like the ice skating rink. It's right in front of City Hall. It's like ice skating rink. And then in the summer, it's like the roller skating rink.
Oh, that's so cool.
So much fun. It's my favorite part of the season.
Man, that's a fun tradition. I guess like the only thing I could think of is like me and my brother every year decorate the tree. That's like our, like yeah. We do that. Nobody else does that. And it's like very, it's very cute. Yeah.
Are you a real tree or a fake tree person?
All right. I was a real tree person for a while. I petitioned to my parents. I was like, we're getting a real tree. And then like for several years, I just found out my dad's very allergic to real trees, but he just didn't want to tell me because he felt bad. And I was like, bro, like, is that why you're coughing?
That's the Christmas spirit right there.
So now we have a fake tree. But every year, this is what I do, guys. For like several years, I dress up as Santa and just go to random places and give out candy canes. I did this in high school. Some people are like, is she on something? And I was like, no, I'm on holiday spirit. That's not alcohol. That's just, you know, life. Anyway, yeah, so I would do that. But I would go to different parties just as Santa, and I'd make my homemade Santa costume, and it was iconic. Why are you looking at me like that?
Because I'm going to lock my door later.
You're going to lock your door?
Yes.
I don't know where you live.
Good.
Fine. I mean, I used to give out random presents, so I guess you're not getting that. Oh.
Is that going to change your mind, Sean? Are you going to keep your door unlocked now?
I'm going to barricade it.
Fine. All the gifts for Allie, whatever. But yeah, that's like a fun thing I love to do. So a lot of people will be like, or they'll just take pictures with me, but they're just like, is Santa Sherry coming? And I was like, yeah. I did that once when I was like working at a grocery store as a cashier, and I dressed as Santa, and everyone like was like, oh, that just made me happy. I was so depressed earlier, and I was like, oh, that's so wholesome. So I love that.
That's very Christmas spirity. I appreciate that.
Thank you. Thank you. What about you, Sean? Do you do anything?
Well, we used to decorate the tree, but now my parents do, so.
We used to decorate the tree, but now my parents do.
Yeah, that's not. Okay, that's not tradition. I'm trying to think of something that's, oh, Christmas movies.
Oh, okay, yeah. So you watch some Christmas movies.
Yeah.
Home Alone. Still never seen that movie.
You're not missing out on much. I'm a hater. I'm a Home Alone hater to my core.
Why?
I cannot stand that movie.
All right, bye guys.
Listen, I'm just gonna say it now. I'm a bit of a Scrooge when it comes to Christmas movies. I think they're all very corny. Do
that's
not like
the
them.
Point. You watch
I
the.
Can't
you know
do
here.
It.
You know we could paint a different lens, right?
Okay.
You like hang out with your friend or your sister or your family, mm-hmm. and then you just roast the Hallmark movies.
I can't even roasting them while they're on. I'm like, I can't believe I'm using my brain power on this.
I haven't
thing.
Seen the Hallmark movies. I have no idea what that is.
So Hallmark is like a channel, and usually old people watch it. But you could watch it, but they're just like, they just have the cheesiest like holiday movies where it's like this one lady from the city has to go to her hometown and oh no, it's a blizzard. And then she runs into her old boyfriend and he's like, well, life, you know, my wife died or something. And then they get together. It's like, that's usually how it goes.
That's very accurate.
Thank
actually.
You. Yeah. It's like, oh, well, let's rekindle some holiday magic. And then they do. And then they're like, let's save the town. And then she stays there. Like, she doesn't go back to her job. And then they're like, happily ever after. That's like pretty much every Hallmark movie to a T.
Sean looks very confused right now.
Where have I been the past 19 years? I feel like I missed everything.
No, it's okay. It's like, I don't know, unless you like... I don't even know why I know about Hallmark movies. I just know, like, when there was cable around, I'd flip through the channels, and then it would just be there, and I'm like, what is this?
You're a cable girl.
Cable? I have
like,
a label.
We're, like, the cable Gen Zers, and he's, like, the streaming Gen Zer.
Actually, we had cable. We had cable, too.
You were probably, you were more on, like, the cusp of streaming.
I was, like, six, yeah.
Yeah, you're like, well, I didn't even have to look at these.
Yeah, but you just opened up Netflix. You didn't have to go on
actually,
on demand or
actually,
just wait for something to come
Netflix
on.
Was not a thing until I was like, I think 13, 14.
Yeah, Netflix came a little later. But even then, like you could literally go onto any streaming platform and they'll keep promoting these really crappy like Hallmark-esque movies where it's like, here's a hot, there's literally one with Lindsay Lohan in it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I heard that's pretty bad. But yeah, they'll just promote them if you just like randomly scroll through it. But you probably are just like, I don't even want to look at it.
All right, next question.
Next question.
I got a better one.
All right.
All right, what do you like to make? Like baking, food-wise?
I like to switch it up. I am usually in charge of like Christmas dinner. So, like, that is my favorite thing to do, but I like to do a different thing every year.
Oh, nice.
Last year, I made my first turkey ever. It went pretty well. It didn't go too bad. And then I don't even remember, sides, like Brussels sprouts, mashed potatoes, all that fun stuff. And I think I did a caramel apple pie.
I've burnt grilled cheese. What? She's like, you do it by yourself?
Mainly. Sometimes I'll guilt my sister into helping, but then I like to do things by myself. So I'm like, go get away from me. Let me do this.
Let me do my thing. I'm doing my thing. Oh my gosh, I do not do that. I usually just go to other... Well, I go to... Yeah, I do some stuff with my family, but we pre-make everything. And then I just go to like other people's holiday parties, and then they usually have food they already made. And I'm like, this is fun. I get to eat everyone's food.
Yeah.
Yeah, what about you? Do you bake anything? Do you cook anything?
Not for my life. When I like here's
I no, love the way you ask these
let
questions.
Let me explain.
let me very detailed.
Okay. We have already established that Sean does not like food very much.
No,
so
no,
I actually
photosynthesis.
I like dessert a lot.
Okay.
I'm a big fan
of dessert. Yeah.
Dessert is the best type of food.
If I were to make like a bagel with butter, I could not cut a butter from, like a bagel with my life with a knife. Like I use butter knives, by the way. Butter knives. Yes, I use butter knives. And when I use butter knives, I cut it, and it's not even like correct. Like I cut it like on the top, and then I cut it like in half, and then
you need like a guillotine or something.
I really
like,
need something. It looks like I murdered the bagel. Okay,
not so, the poor bagel.
Not the bagel.
If I baked everything, like no.
So you're just like I can't make food anyway because I don't like it. So why would I do it?
Correction. I like dessert.
Okay, sorry. Yes. You like dessert. So when your family's doing holiday things and making food, you're just like, let me know when the dessert is done.
Correct.
I love the way you ask the questions though, because you're like, what do you guys do? I don't do any of that, but what do you guys do?
Yeah, because I'm not interesting. You two are, go.
That's so funny. Yeah, I don't make any of the food either. So I'm like highly impressed that you're just like, single-handedly pretty much make the dinner. Oh my gosh, I would die.
It's a lot, but it's fun. Fun for me.
I think like a good tradition for me, like the holiday ham, like the brown sugar sprout, like whatever that glaze is, so good.
So good.
They have it for different hams. Like, different hams come with different glazes, but whatever the sweet glaze is, very, very good.
I'm going to look this up later.
You're going to look this up later? You're going to look up ham glaze?
Yes.
You don't know what ham glaze, like, a glazed ham is?
I don't.
Sean,
what?
I feel like you're trolling us.
I swear to God.
Are you trolling our audience? Because what? I've never heard of a Hallmark movie. What is Spotify Wrapped? Ham glaze isn't real. How do you make your ham then? Do you just, what? You just eat it?
You think I make the ham?
Okay, but like when your family makes ham, is there no glaze? Is it not sweet? Like, or do they just get lunch meat? Like, what's the deal here?
Yes.
No, no. What do they do? Do they not make ham? Do they just make turkey or something?
Yeah, they make ham. They make ham.
Is there a glaze?
Maybe.
Possibly.
These are, take notes, Sean. Go back home and ask these clarifying questions.
And I'll text you later and I'll let you
know. Yes. Because if your family just has no glaze on the ham, I don't know.
I'd never want to be invited.
I don't want to mean either.
Probably.
They probably have glaze or they probably.
They probably do.
But you just don't know what it is because you don't eat ham.
I don't know. Yeah.
Sean, you make me kind of mad.
That's okay. Me too.
Well, do you guys have anything else to add?
I have one more quick question.
Go ahead.
Going in with both of our themes.
Right.
Favorite Christmas song.
Oh, yeah.
You can only choose one.
I like that.
Easy. Mariah Carey. All I Want for Christmas. I feel like that's like the overrated answer. I don't care. I still like it. That's like probably top. But there are some deep cuts that I'm like, ooh, I don't remember the names.
Sean, you're shaking your head.
I'm going to have to go with that, too.
I knew that you were going to say that. I think that's why I said it first, because I'm like, he's already going to say it anyway.
The queen of Christmas.
Oh, she's, man, if you guys don't know the backstory, definitely check it out. It's actually pretty deep.
It is.
Do you even know what it is?
All right, Allie, what about you?
Mine has to be Carol of the Bells. I don't know what it is about that song. It's just so lit and there's no like words. It's great. Sean, do you know? You're looking around like you don't know what Carol of the Bells
is. I do.
Is. Okay.
Do you?
I swear.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yes, I know what that is.
Okay.
It's so good. It's so
good. That's good. I love when they do the giant orchestral like part. Oh, I think if I had to pick a song that's my favorite to sing, would probably be This Christmas. No, no one's.
Can you
sing Christmas,
it?
Fireside blazing bright. No.
That did not clarify it at all.
No one's heard of this song. You've not heard of that song.
No.
Are you kidding?
Who sings it?
I don't know. I think CeeLo Green did a cover, but like I don't know who's. I forget who sings it.
No. We need a Christmas Cherry's Christmas Spotify rap.
All right,
please.
There we go. I will. You know, I'll write the name of the song in the show notes. Because someone's heard of it.
Before we end this, I have to ask.
What?
Was that like a bodybuilder trying to sing?
A bodybuilder?
Yeah. What was that?
What do you mean?
What was that song and the way you sang it?
Well, I was like, I wasn't going to try and sing it all right now, but it's like, fireside blazing bright, we're caroling through the, no?
No.
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 You guys suck. It's a good song. It's a good song. I hear it a lot in B101.
What about you? What would you say?
But it's old. It's a very old song.
Yeah.
If I had to sing a song, probably Rudolph. Can't go wrong with that one. It's cheesy, but it's easy and it's cute.
I do like the one that has the call and response in it. It's like Rudolph the Red.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, that's cute. That's, if a children's choir sang that, that would be very cute.
Oh, it's my turn. Okay. I would say the same thing, but I would do it with like, you know, they add the stuff.
That's
not descriptive.
Like, is that the one that I just said? That's like, it's Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, but someone's heckling kind of in the background
reindeer.
Of singing. It's like Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, like that. Yeah. Is that what you?
Yeah.
So you guys would both pick that song.
Had a very shiny, you know, it's like a light bulb.
Yeah, that call and response. Yeah, that, you know what? That's a good one. Yeah. I barely ever hear it,
right?
Though, which is weird. I feel like I like that version better.
Yeah, right.
Blue Christmas is a good one. I feel like I have to be in the mood for that though.
What's a blue what?
Is that Elvis?
That's like the one by Elvis.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't listen to that man.
You don't listen to Elvis?
No.
Have you heard of him before?
Yes, I know who Elvis is. Okay. Don't worry, I'm not that uncultured.
Man, that's great. Well, thank you guys so much for your questions. I think this was great. And we'll see you guys next semester and next year. Bye.
Hope you guys enjoyed the show. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Instagram at WCU Quad and Twitter at the Quad WCU. Tune in next week for another episode of Quad Talk 101.